You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. We'll stick around Hunter's Point for this next story. It's just one place where graphic journalist Wendy McNaughton has gone searching for stories of everyday San Franciscans. She's discovered so many of them, she put out a book. It's called Meanwhile in San Francisco, and it's a collection of portraits McNaughton drew of local residents at their favorite hangouts. With ink, watercolor, and her signature scribbled handwriting, McNaughton brings these people and places to life. She amplifies the voices of everyone from the regulars at the SF Public Library to the hearty members of the Dolphin Club. And she didn't stop with the book. KLW's Christina Loring wandered around with McNaughton for a day in search of new stories to draw.
Wendy McNaughton is on a hunt for stories. Today, she's looking for them at Pier 70, a port on the southeast side of San Francisco.
Every time I start, I think I know what the story is going to be, and then I'm always wrong. A totally different and much more interesting story reveals itself over time.
Pier 70 was once an economic engine of the city. The Gold Rush wouldn't have been possible without it. It's the longest-running shipyard in the country, but most of its buildings are now empty and falling apart. That doesn't stop Wendy from exploring the shipyard. She has a knack for finding beauty in the things we usually just pass by, like graffiti under the freeway or telephone posts.
It's kind of like a lot of the posts around here, and how you can see the layers of flyers from shows and stuff. It's almost like man-made tree rings or something.
She first came to Pier 70 because of a commission from real estate firm Forest City. They're working on a big development project in the area, but first they wanted to understand the culture of the neighborhood. So they hired Wendy to capture and preserve the stories of workers and artists there. Her process is at the human level. She talks to strangers. She listens carefully. Then she turns her discoveries into vibrant pen and ink illustrations.
Sometimes there's so many people you don't know where to start. Sometimes there's no people, so you don't know where to start.
Wendy squeals when she finds an oddity among the brick and cement.
Like, look at that. Look at this. This is so cool. This is a great drawing. This is the entry to building 104, which I believe was an administrative building way back in the day. And now the front doors have been boarded up with plywood, and then people have come and wheat-pasted artwork over it, torn it down, wheat-pasted up.
Wendy spots a tall grassy plant sprouted in front of the boarded-up entrance.
There's like this big giant weed plant. It's this invasive. It's an invasive species here that like breeds like nobody's business. But it's like sprouted up right in the middle as if it's like blocking you from coming in. It's just amazing. That's a great drawing because that's like the old and the new.
It's one thing to sketch a building. It's another to approach a live human being and ask if you can draw them. But Wendy's former life as a social worker and her genuine interests seem to give her an all-access pass. When she runs into Nate Williams, a warehouse supervisor, it's like old friends reuniting.
So, ha, here we go. Do you remember me? Remember I came here like 2 years ago and I did the drawing and I did a drawing of you?
Wendy met Nate a few years ago when she made a portrait of him for the Forest City project. She calls him the house philosopher. He's been working here for 37 years. He sees everything that passes through the pier, from cheap shoes to ambitious developers.
You know, they got all kind of crazy things now. That's supposed to be a brewery.
Where?
They saying the 1, 2, 3, those three.
That's a big brewery if that whole thing.
Yeah, but I mean, they just talking right now. They think people are crazy. This supposed to be a loft.
Is it really?
Yeah, but how are you going to make a loft off of it and the concrete's falling off the building?
Wendy's hyper-conscious of her role as a documentarian.
Can you imagine?
She's careful not to just swoop in, capture, and leave. She keeps in touch with a lot of the people she draws.
Yeah, I think about you sometimes, you know?
Yeah,
what happened to you? Where did you go, you know? Yeah.
I'm back.
Yeah, okay.
I go away for a while, but I'll always come back.
Yeah, all right.
That's good to see you.
Nice seeing you.
Back in Wendy's studio in Potrero Hill, she adds bright watercolor to her squiggly sketches, and the illustrations come alive. They're a playful concoction, one part whimsical, one part authoritative, another part surreal. Half-finished sketches cover every surface. Some of them are people, like Nate, and others are objects.
Yeah, you can learn a lot from detritus, I think. I think you can learn a lot from, not to say I'm going through people's trash, but if, you know, on the street, if you see a symphony stub next to a cigarette pack wrapper, you know, next to somebody's up crumpled up homework with a C on it or whatever, like, that shows something about three different people's lives, but they coexist in an area, and so it tells a little story about that location.
That's when I realized San Francisco is Wendy's muse.
I feel like San Francisco, to me, is manageably infinite. Like, that it is small enough so that I have a sense that I might be able to walk on every street and meet every person and hear every story, but I won't be able to.
As a fifth-generation San Franciscan, the city's also her home. But the process of drawing it can still bring surprises.
I thought that I understood what San Francisco was, but the process taught me how many different San Franciscos there are and that everybody has their own, and mine is just one of them. And once we are exposed to something that's new and exciting and we are touched by somebody's story and it makes us wonder about other people's stories, and that curiosity, I think, becomes like internally contagious, and we want to go and share the stories that we learn with other people.
Wendy's outlook is contagious. When I leave her studio, I feel like I'm seeing everything as a potential sketch. A dog walker turns into a chatty watercolor. Discarded speakers on the sidewalk look like doodles with a joke to tell. I suddenly want to talk to strangers and discover all the stories hidden just underneath the surface.
When we talk about San Francisco, we talk about any place. It doesn't matter if it's New York or it's a small town. There's usually some main narratives that people focus on. And meanwhile, there are so many other ways of being, and there's so many other stories that are going on that don't get a lot of attention that are just as important.
And through telling them, Wendy invites us to break out of our routines to find beauty in the people and things around us. I'm Christina Loring for Cross Currents.